People want oversight when something goes wrong, said Peter Gulse, a former managing director of the National Transportation Safety Board, which investigates aviation accidents. But at the same time, they do not want these companies tied up in knots and not able to produce products for the marketplace. Ali Bahrami, the FAA's top safety official, used to be an executive at the Aerospace Industries Association, a trade group whose members include Boeing as well as many other companies in the aviation industry. In 2013, he urged the FAA to allow maximum use of delegation. With the worldwide market shifting to Asia and the developing world, it would be detrimental to our competitiveness if foreign manufacturers are able to move improved products into the marketplace more quickly, he said in prepared testimony for a congressional hearing. But the relationship between Boeing and the FAA prompted concern even before the 737 MAX crashes. In 2012, an investigation by the Transportation Department's Office of Inspector General found that FAA managers had not always been supportive of efforts by agency employees to hold Boeing accountable. FAA employees viewed their management as having too close a relationship with Boeing officials, according to a report from the Inspector General's office. A 2015 report by the Inspector General's office expressed concern about the certification process. During our review, industry representatives expressed concern that FAA's focus was often on paperwork, not on safety-critical items, the report said. The same year, a Boeing executive at a congressional hearing described the arrangement as effectively having an arm of the FAA within the Boeing company. Some 1,000 employees, the executive said, were part of the program. Boeing and the FAA have had an almost symbiotic relationship, said Michael Dreekorn, an aviation safety expert who previously worked in a safety oversight role at the FAA. The relationship is too cozy.